You know them, you love them, kind of, and they're coming back for more. We're gonna talk about franchises and stuff.
And welcome
to Pop and Circumstance.
Oh, I love that.
That was disgusting.
Who are you?
I'm Emily.
I'm Eva.
I'm Victoria.
Yay!
We're the podcast that talks about pop culture related things. So movies, TV shows, you name it.
Yeah.
Anime, probably manga. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today we are going to, our main topic today is we're going to, actually, you know what? We're going to go through our news today first.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, like we did last week, talk about the news. Talk about what's popping in pop culture this week.
And now, Timely with the news.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no, don't do that. I went to school for that, don't do that. So, Tony winner and star of Broadway Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And say her last name for me, Victoria.
Oh, Anne Reinking.
Reinking? I always want to say Reinking.
It's almost like no. Lion King, but Reinking.
Okay.
No, okay, never mind.
What a weird... but she died.
Yeah.
I was gonna say rip, but that's a little inappropriate, but yeah. Yes, she did die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a thing. Will Ferrell and Zooey Deschanel recreate Elf duet during a script reading.
Cute.
It's the holiday season, folks.
Love that.
Kelly Clarkson, she's always in the news. She tells Garth Brooks one of his songs is helping her cope with her divorce.
Aww.
What a woman. SNL. There's a lot of SNL news going on because of there's Melissa Villa Senior. Villa Senior. There's the Enya, so Senior.
Oh, okay.
She nails her debut as Dolly Parton. So Dolly Parton had like her first. She honestly looks like her.
I thought that was her for a second.
So good job. I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of the new SNL stuff. I usually just watch the cold opens.
Yeah, I was like, I watched Timothy Chalamet's this past weekend and he's not funny.
No.
No offense to him. Like, he's a great actor. I just don't think comedy's his strong suit.
It's not for everybody.
Jerry Harris, star of Cheer, faces new charges in child pornography case.
Oh. New charges.
Oh, that one young guy, huh?
Yeah.
He's like the big main focus that they put a lot on the like the press junkets when they were advertising the show.
That sucks. Gross.
There was the other like really big like not too good things. Mm-hmm. Shia LaBeouf has also has the FKA twigs.
FKA twigs, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a... Yeah. She filed a lawsuit against him for... it was domestic abuse, sexual assault. There was, like, drug abuse in there, too. There was just a lot of stuff. Emotional and physical abuse and everything. And he, like, admitted to it. So it's not, like, anybody trying to come to defend Shia. I was like, even if you watched his movie, God, what was it? Honey Boy?
Yeah.
It showed that, like, he had a really fucked up life.
Yeah.
So I was like,
it's not an excuse, but it's
No, but I was just like, the drug thing is very prevalent in that film. So I'm like, yeah, no, bro. Like, I'm glad that he at least owned up to the fact that, yes, no, I have a problem.
Yeah.
I'm, upset that, like, obviously she had to go through that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that she spoke up against it and is filing suit and that she's not just letting it slide or just letting him get away with it. That she's like, no, you need to be held accountable for your actions. Yes, you have gone through shit, but you still need to be held accountable for your actions because you do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can go through tough shit, but you're still... You're still accountable for your actions, especially when you're hurting another human being. So, there you go on that one. And then, this is old news, but it's still relevant because more people are speaking out about it, is the, so Warner Brothers had announced that they were putting everything, all of their movies, so everything that is slated to be released in 2021, the same day that it is supposed to come out in theaters is also coming on HBO Max. So that's super exciting if you're like a streamer and you're like, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
That also got a lot of people to like sign up because not a lot of people have signed up for HBO Max.
That's true.
Is it expensive?
It's not that it's expensive. It's just another streaming service, which is the problem because everybody was just trying to cut cords with cable.
Right.
But now that's literally what you're just redoing, but with streaming services, and you have 8 million different types of streaming services.
True. That's true. But weirdly enough, it's still cheaper than actual cable.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it is not. When you think about adding all of them together, it's just the same. Because if you have HBO Max, Hulu, Peacock, Netflix, Disney Plus, who also, we'll just talk about in a second, also raise their prices.
Wow.
Like, it will continue. You're paying literally the same that you would be for cable.
We'll go
it
back
is
to
the same shit.
We'll go back to the R word.
Yeah.
Well, also for HBO, they have like four different services, right? It's like HBO Max, HBO Go, HBO.
But,
Now,
but they had basically melded them into the one so that, like, if you had the others, you would just kind of... you could just bridge it over to the other one. Is, I think, what they did for most of them. They were like, if you already had it, just continue it into the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, they had figured that out because some people had already paid for one. So they're just like, just, we'll...
Combine it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So there was that. So a lot of the directors are just speaking out against it because, like, Christopher Nolan is pissed because he's the man who's like, you have to see movies in the theater. Which, yes, I think the theatrical experience is very important. And there are certain movies that you should see in a theater.
That's true.
Like, if you saw Inception, say, like, his movies, that man made his movies a certain way for a reason. Like, I can't imagine having seen even Dunkirk, which is not a movie that, like, Dunkirk, if you watch Dunkirk not in a theater, not the same impact if you had seen it in a theater.
I would agree.
So I'm just like, that's why I'm like... There are certain things that need to be seen in that ambiance that need to be felt like that or need to be felt with a crowd of people, not just you and your friends. If you have a group of friends that you want to see a movie with, because if not, it's just not the same feeling.
Yeah.
And then another one who spoke out about it against was Daniel Villeneuve.
He's the director
of Dune.
Oh, the new movie.
The new movie, because it's supposed to be part one comes out next year and then part two comes out the following year. But, like, a lot of people are also like, did you really expect that movie to be a like a box office hit? Not a lot of people fucking know it. Like, not a lot of people read the book or even care about it. Yes, it's a star-studded cast, but it's an Oscar star-studded cast.
It's not like a popular...
Like, yeah, it's not like a Marvel cast where it's like a lot of people, like, people are like, ooh!
Yeah, I know Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, like, it's... Sure, you've got, like, Oscar Isaac in it and, like, Josh Brolin, who are, like, pretty, like, familiar faces for people. And Timothy Chalamet is a pretty familiar face, but still, like, or Zendaya.
Yeah.
But there's still not enough to be like, I'm gonna, like, there's not a Tom Cruise there. There's not somebody who's gonna be like, I'm gonna spend money just because that person's in there sort of thing. So I'm just like, broski, at least sometimes streaming services do work for films because they bring a bigger audience to it. So I was like, because
it's... OMG Trolls.
Yeah. World tour.
It broke movie...
records. Yeah.
Yeah, and it broke the box office for a reason. It's just because you could watch it in your spare time. That's why these things exist.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those double-edged sword things. We are in a situation where it's not... you could probably, you know, certain theaters are doing a good job right now at, you know, keeping social distance and things like that, but it's not the safest thing. You're much more safer to stream something in your house as opposed to going to a theater with a bunch of other people.
Either way, like, even with theaters who are, like, open and stuff, there's not that many people who are even able to go to the theater because it's so socially distanced and limited. So I'm just like, why don't you just be more happy that more people are watching it rather than less?
Yeah, I mean, we'll get back to the theater eventually.
Yeah, I was like, everything will be hopefully back to, like, somewhat semi-normal probably by summer of next year. That's, like, my best bet because of, like, the way it's gonna go, like, passing the vaccine and everything like that to everybody, probably around there. So I'm like, bro, you still are gonna miss the first half of the year for box office, so why would you not want it like this? Like, that way people are still getting to see things. Like, I'm excited to watch Wonder Woman from the safety of my home.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not like, I really don't think like a lot of movie theaters are going to suffer too bad from this, because I feel like because we all have had to be quarantined, like as soon as we're ready, everybody's going to flock to do anything, including movies. I mean, I miss the movie theater popcorn so much.
Bro, I can't wait, because I was like, I had an AMC stub.
Oh, that's right.
I know, I still have tickets that I haven't used yet that I can use for any movie.
And I'm just like, AMC, obviously they put it on hold because, obviously they're not animals.
Yeah.
Unlike Planet Fitness. I'm not Planet Fitness, 24-hour fitness, but whatever. But that's like, you know, like they're, once that's reopened and it's safe.
Yes.
Yes, they are, well, not right now because California reclosed everything.
Yeah.
But once they're fully reopened and everything, I can't wait to go.
Yep.
Because right now it's a little hectic.
We have to really choose like the perfect movie to really like reintroduce ourselves.
I was gonna go for Tenet. I really was gonna do it. I was gonna wear an N95 and have double mask it and watch Tenet. I was so excited because Christopher Nolan movies, I do believe, need to be watched in the theater. But I didn't want to risk it, so I really didn't. But I don't know. I don't know what movies next year have me like peaked. Be like, ooh, I will risk it for that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. There might be an underdog that comes up later. Yes.
And then, speaking of streaming service.
Yes.
Oh, God. The other overlord.
Yes.
The one who owns everybody. Disney had their investor meeting on Thursday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it was Thursday.
I think so.
And they announced everything in their fucking mother.
Yeah.
So many things. It was like over 75 projects that they announced.
I have 50 in my hand right now.
Yeah, it was like, it's a lot of projects that they announced. A lot of Star Wars things, a lot of Marvel, a lot of Disney Animation /Pixar, and then not a lot of movies, though. It's a lot of television.
It is a lot of television.
It's all going on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything that was going to the theaters, was it?
Not that I know of right now. Just because I don't think they trust the theater, but like money to come in at all. Because I think they kind of learned their lesson from not even like Mulan. Well, like they were going to have...
Mulan flopped so bad for them.
Yeah, they were going to have Mulan and Onward in the theater. Onward was in the theater. And they were just like, you know, it's not going to work out. And they saw how like, you know, streaming a movie, you know, for premium has worked, i.e. Trolls. And, you know, a few others. So they're just like, okay, we're just going to go with this, so they're going to do that for Soul. And
but do you think the price is also the reason why Mulan didn't do as hot?
$30 is kind of a lot.
I think so because
I was like, Trolls was at least like a normal,
it was like $24. $20. Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, it's like a normal two ticket. It was basically the price of if you bought the movie and on like Blu-ray.
If you took
not Blu-ray, but like
a child and an adult ticket.
I just think the whole Mulan thing, that's like a whole other thing, because I mean
there was a lot of things
we'll see how Soul goes, and then
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, we'll if you already paid for the Mulan thing, if you're one of those people, you automatically get to watch Soul. Don't have to pay an extra thing. My parents said they didn't have to. I don't know if that's a...
Have they seen Soul already?
No, but like, is it out?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Premiere access was only for
Mulan.
But I heard that if you paid to see Mulan, like, I guess you don't have to pay again to see Soul.
I doubt that. I doubt that so bad, because they'll make no money.
Oh, that's true.
They will make no money. So I doubt that it's going to be another $30.
But it's a Blackland movie, so I don't think Disney cares. But anyways.
They'll make no money. They already made no money off of Mulan. I doubt that, because they made literally no money.
That's true.
They made less than their budget. So I doubt that this company would take another hit like that. Mm-hmm. So I think they're banking on making some sort of money on Soul.
Yeah. But
they're also competing with Wonder Woman, so I also don't know what they're thinking.
I don't know. But, okay, I guess that leads into, you know, franchises. That's what our episode is about today. We're going to talk about kind of the controversies surrounding franchises, and our question to think about is it a creative element? Can you be creative within a franchise, or is it just lazy? Like, are you just kind of being lazy? You're not thinking of your own world and you're not thinking of your own stories is kind of what we're going to discuss.
Discuss.
We can start with princesses, like the Disney princess whole thing, because I consider that a franchise.
Yes, right? And no. Yeah. In the sense that, like, when they come up with a new princess, I think that is creative on them because they're coming up with a new story. Mm-hmm. They have to build a whole new world and things like that. But when it's the sequels or, like we saw with the announcement with, like, the Disney Plus stuff, when they make shows to continue, if you have a viable story to tell. For Tiana, what I think was cool with the Tiana thing is where they're going to show a brand new world, because you're going to see where Naveen is from. So I'm like, that is interesting because it's a never before seen world. So you get to world build, and then you get to expand on their story outside, and they get to be people.
I really hope Disney doesn't be like, oh,
no, I swear to God, if they make them frogs again, I'm gonna scream. But that's interesting. That's expansive, like world building within a franchise. I think that's when you're doing justice to what your project is. But then on the other side, then you have things like, I don't want to say, like, Frozen 2 is pointless, but how much more world building did we get from Frozen 2?
It was convoluted. It was, I mean, yeah, a tiny bit, but it was also convoluted. Was it
necessary?
No.
No, I mean, I would have liked, I mean, I remember after watching the first movie, I was like, well, how did they get her, how did she get her powers? You can't just say she was born with it. That's what I was really frustrated about. I was like, why is everyone, like, just
normal?
Normal, like this? Why is she different? And then the movie, like, answered that one question. And then a bunch of other ones with that all, I didn't have.
With a bunch of other stuff.
And then, so, you know, I mean.
I don't know. I just feel like if there's a true organic story to be told, yeah, for sure. Make a sequel. Make more. Toy Story does a really good job of this, I think. Although some people are like, they shouldn't have made Toy Story 4. Because they were totally fine with 1, 2, and 3. Because they continued to build on what they had. And they built the relationships between everybody. And they just kept on going and building what they had. And whatnot. So I was like, yeah, that's interesting. But then we have things like Cars. On the Pixar front. I'll use Pixar.
We don't need any more Cars.
We really don't need any more Cars, Disney. I get it. It's your biggest cash cow for Pixar. I understand. It makes you a lot of money. Kids are obsessed with it. Boys, because their market is boys. If you didn't know, now you know.
And my 21-year-old sister.
Oh my God, yeah.
Disney pushes toys so hard, and Cars sells so much merchandise that they're like, push it. Push. None of this shit needs to make sense, but make more.
There's no world to build on anymore. It's just our life. And they've already made all the jokes that you had. One of my favorite jokes I showed Victoria yesterday, I think it's from Cars 3, was like, oh, she left me for a hybrid. I didn't even hear him coming.
Gone.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's nothing to build upon.
And now there's they're gonna make another show for Disney Plus. Like, are you kidding me? What is it going to be about, my dude? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
The only, when I'm looking at this list, the only ones that I can see would be a really good way to continue it and do more world building is, like, you know, Baymax, like, San Francisco. Oh, yeah. You know, like, that's a weird world that we didn't really get to explore. So that could be cool.
Also.
Yeah.
With Baymax. It's also a comic. Big Hero 6 is... Big Hero 6.
A Marvel. It's part of the Marvel
comic.
So, is it?
It is, yeah.
So they can... That's good. They can just build on, you know, like, there's just more stories to tell. Like, yes, franchises a lot of times come from, like, other sources. But, like, yeah, they've got shit they can pull from. But also at the same time, on my point of comics, comics like to reuse shit all the time and just repeat and then be like, just kidding, we're gonna redo this.
Or, like, or oh, this kidding. Person died.
Yeah.
Just kidding. This is a new timeline where Uncle Ben is actually alive.
Just like, kidding. We're going to time jump. Just kidding. We're going to do this. We're going to have them both at the same time. Oh, my God.
What if Peter Parker died earlier? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then also there's the new Moana series that's coming out. That could be cool to explore, like, you know, the mythology of, you know, Polynesian gods. And, you know, that would be really cool.
But I also know, like... Uh-huh. With Moana, yes, I thought they ended the story.
Really, I know that's really true. Well. Like,
and yeah. I'm like, what else are you going to do? Are you going to tell me what she's chief?
I'm assuming, like, because based on how that culture is, like, this is the historically speaking, this is where they're looking for more islands.
Yeah,
and so I'm assuming that's what they're gonna do. It's just like kind of like an adventure sort of show. But then again, you're right. Like it.
But then you could have made another princess. You could have made another, a completely other story. Mm-hmm. It didn't have to be Moana.
True.
That's my thing.
That's true.
That's why I was like, you didn't have to keep the same one. You could have done somebody else.
That's true.
That's my only, like, I was like, you could have just done a different story. You didn't have to tack on the same person. You could have done.
You're probably not even going to have The Rock play.
No, they're not. You think they're going to pay him that much more money? No! You also think they're going to get Lin-Manuel Miranda to make more songs?
No!
God, no!
It's probably not even going to have the same flavor, unfortunately. We'll see. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why, like, with princesses, it's a hit or a miss, man. Well, like, I didn't watch The Tangled series. But
I heard it's really good. I haven't watched it even though I want to, but all of my friends have seen it.
Is Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi still the voices of the characters? Or no?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Because Mandy Moore is doing a bunch of TV stuff, you know, because she's also in This Is Us.
Yeah.
And things like that, so I'm sure she has the time.
What? TV takes a lot of time?
No. Like, I've seen a lot of people do multiple shows.
Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're both still part of the project.
Yeah.
Okay, so they might get
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Kind of stacked cast. Well, if you know Broadway people,
it's a bunch of Broadway. I mean, yeah. So and then Star Wars is like one of the biggest things that everyone sighed.
They should have ended it after. Well, I've not seen The Mandalorian, but you know what? After Rogue One, I feel like nothing good came out of it.
Like anything
post Rogue One. Yeah, I didn't like the
Force Awakens was before that though.
Yeah, I liked the Force Awakens. I thought it was fun. I didn't think it was like the best Star Wars movie, but I thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. Thought Rogue One was fantastic.
Yeah.
Last Jedi did not like, no. And then the Rise of Skywalker did not like. But that's just me.
I mean, I really like The Mandalorian. The first season was a little slow. The second season, I'm loving. Mm-hmm. And so they just released a whole bunch of new stuff. Star Wars Endor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, The Acolyte, The Bad Batch.
But that, like, Obi-Wan was already announced. A lot of this stuff was already announced, yeah. To be fair.
Yeah.
A lot of it was already announced at the previous D23 because it was there.
Ah, yeah.
And
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, because when What's His Name came out, I was like, oh! I was like, oh shit, hold up.
Oh yeah, and then
hold me back. But the biggest thing with the Obi-Wan show, what they announced was mm-hmm. that Hayden Christensen is coming back to play Darth Vader. And I was like,
I love that.
Listen here. I am a true I love Hayden Christensen. I loved him as Anakin Skywalker. Bitches want to fight me. They can fight me.
Meet me outside. How about that?
Well, because some people are like, they hate the prequels. Right. And look, I understand. They're not great movies.
No.
I never said they were great movies.
They're not masterpieces.
But Revenge of the Sith
is fantastic.
She's fine.
The best one of the prequels. Hands down.
Yeah.
There is no arguing that.
I like your wording for that. It's a safe phrase.
It's the best one of the prequels. And then it's just so good. And then I cry every time. The brother scene. You were my brother.
Anakin. I loved you.
You were the chosen one.
It's good.
Catch me crying. Every time I went to Star Wars weekend at Hollywood Studios, I would walk by and they would catch me off guard because they would just do a montage and that scene would play and I was like, bitch.
I will cry in front of everyone.
No, I would literally just start crying because that scene just gets me. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
I'm very excited for the two of them to come back together. Mm-hmm. Also, what's his name? I don't want to say his name wrong. Is it Ewan?
Ewan McGregor? I think that's how you say it. Ewan McGregor.
I think
he's
so.
He's Scottish. Yeah. I can't.
He's Scottish?
Is he Scottish?
Yes. Yes.
I was like, it's not, yeah, he's not an Irish man.
No, so. He's Scottish.
Yes. So, yes.
So what are your thoughts about, this is where a lot of people are like, God, Hollywood's so uncreative now, they can't come up with original ideas. I don't know, I feel like Star Wars...
Oh God, Star Wars.
It's like a yes and a no.
It's a yes and a no in the sense that, like, okay, look... This is also where I get a little annoyed, because also in Rogue One, mm-hmm. Diego Luna's character is also getting a show.
I mean,
before
the
events of Rogue One.
Obviously,
like, plot twist, he died at the end of Rogue One.
Not plot twist, as a spoiler, it was what you meant.
Oh,
but yeah.
Spoiler, my bad.
But no, like, I am low key tired. Yes, even the Obi-Wan show. We know what happens to Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm like, I already know what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Obi-Wan's a little bit more interesting because there's so much time in between.
That's true.
The end of this and this. That's a little like, okay, cool. What are you going to do there? Yeah. But with that, with, Diego Luna's character, I'm like, bro, what are you gonna tell me?
What kind of character building are you going to do? Because, like, you already...
Where he starts in the beginning of Rogue One. I know where his character is. Mm-hmm. I know, like, his whole thing. Why the fuck do I care?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll watch it because I love Diego Luna, but I don't give a fuck about the show.
Your life would have been fine without it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, are you just doing it so there can be a bro montage of, like, Diego Luna and Pedro Pascal and Oscar Isaac all on screen together because they all love each other?
It's great.
Because I'm down for that.
It's great, X-Men.
Because they all love each other, and I will cry watching them all together. But, bitch, it ain't ever gonna happen. They're all on different timelines.
And then also, I mean, it's very similar to, like, the whole new thing with Ahsoka, because... You get her character. I think that one is very similar.
You get her full character development
in Clone Wars.
In Clone Wars.
Like,
that's why
you see her grow in Clone Wars. And then she, if, you know, you guys have not seen in The New Mandalorian, one of the newest episodes, she reappears. She's one of the surviving Jedi, which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of just disappears again. I guess she got really, you know... People liked seeing her again, and she's a popular character.
Yeah.
So they're just like, you know what? Let's make a show about it.
That's the problem with Star Wars, is that they see that somebody's very, very popular, and they're like, we have to make a show.
Let's exploit that.
Yeah. Oh. And I'm like, listen here, broski. I don't give a fuck. You have a true thing to do with them.
Like, what's it going to add? I don't mind world expansions or expansions on this story if it adds something to either the character or, like, the story itself. Because,
mm-hmm.
I
liked The Mandalorian because it wasn't attached to anyone directly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was just a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, because he's not attached to anyone from the prequels, from the...
Same with Rogue One, right? Like, they weren't...
They were just their own people. Well, although they were attached to a plot.
A conflict, mm-hmm.
But, like, they were just... I like it when they're just doing their own thing, because mm-hmm. I'm like, then there's, yes, if they get to interact with something that is something related, oh, that's kind of cool, oh, God, I got that, I understood that,
mm-hmm.
that's exciting, but, like, I want to understand them, not be, like, waiting for whatever I know that's going to happen, because this is what I'm scared for with the Obi-Wan show, is that, like, didn't he say that he doesn't see Anakin from the point where he literally chops Anakin's legs off until they fight and they die.
I think he did mention that, and I also, I mean...
Because I'm like, don't they not see each other?
That
ever?
Could be, I mean, they either stick with that, and that could be, like, a really, like, you know how, like, when you're just... I think of, that one Mexican
because then
movie.
What's the point of having Hayden there?
It could be, like, one of those things where you just miss each other, or, like, the actions of one affect another. It reminds me of that one Mexican movie, La Misma Luna, where, like, the mom and the son just miss each other off, like, all, and you're just so frustrated, and you're like, argh! I feel like that could work. However calm, and then their actions could affect each other, like, oh, Obi-Wan did this to me, or dang it, Darth Vader, he knew I was here.
Yeah.
Or Obi-Wan could have been lying, and they just say, oh, he was just a liar to Luke.
Yeah.
Which he could have been.
Yeah,
but
like, is he in Luke's life the whole time, or is he not in Luke's life the whole time?
Obi-Wan?
Oh. Yeah.
Doesn't he meet him when he's a child? I mean, does 16.
Oh, in the comics. Fun fact. Yeah, they were actually comics.
There's a book. There's literally so much.
Yes, you're correct. He does meet Luke when he's younger, but he doesn't, like, reveal himself. I haven't read the comics in full.
Okay. But I was like, doesn't he, like, watch over him? That's, like, his whole thing. It's, like, he just keeps, like, a watchful eye just to make sure that he's okay. Because he's not going to abandon the fucking kid. Mm-hmm. He's like... What if Anakin happens to come back to the place where he fucking grew up?
True.
And literally just goes, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is this twerp?
That's true. Who's this twink?
Yeah, who's this little shit?
It's different.
He's gonna sense it. That he's like, hold up.
True, and also like Leia's different. There. Yeah, Leia's different because she's surrounded by like a whole ass... army and shit. Like, she's a princess.
But he's also... She was with somebody that, like, Obi-Wan knew and trusted because, mm-hmm. like, it was, like, if you watch the prequels, it's the guy, and he's mm-hmm. like, oh, like, we've always wanted a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, that... That was somebody he knew. Yeah. Obviously, they would also talk because they know each other. They'd be like, yeah, she's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. She's doing good.
I don't know. I guess there's probably stuff you could build on the Obi-Wan show. But yeah. I also am like, how much more? I don't really care.
Yeah.
Then the other big one, I guess it's my big point with like these things where mm-hmm. like because they established such a timeline, I just want other stuff. You know what? Go past the Star Wars, the Skywalker lineage.
Yeah.
Or just get away from the Skywalker lineage mm-hmm. and show me other shit.
Yeah.
Show me things that are unrelated to them.
The new kids that, you know, that they showed in, like, the second
The Last Jedi.
Those kids, a new generation. Like, oh my gosh, like, here's a plot. Here's a plot they could use. There's a bunch of these kids who all of a sudden have, like, Jedi powers, but there's no one to teach them because all of the Jedi Masters are either very spread very thinly or dead. And so these kids are like, well, let's learn together by traveling around the universe, trying to find old relics or old temples and learn ourselves. That could be cool.
Or you could honestly, didn't Luke train people?
He did, but then they all, like, either turned bad or they were all killed.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what the fuck happened to the people he trained with Ben?
Either Kylo Ren
killed them, didn't he?
Either Kylo Ren killed them or took the survivors into his
thing. Oh, okay. Because I was like, he didn't kill anybody. That was his whole thing, is that he didn't do it.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean... So that I think it would, that'd be kind of a cool thing. These ragtag. It reminds me of like I don't know, what's it called? Not the Sandlot kids, like the Boxcar kids. I don't know what they're called. Just a bunch of kids, just kind of wandering around, you know, without parental supervision, being Jedi. That could be fun.
Then you can bring back Benicio del Toro. That's all I'm saying. They underutilized him in that movie, and I'm still mad. And I will always be mad.
Yeah. And then there's Marvel.
Ugh.
And it's the same exact thing, because I stopped watching the Marvel movies after...
Did you not watch Endgame?
Nope. I didn't watch any of the Avengers movies after the event, after A Winter Soldier. I haven't watched any.
Okay, because I'm like, Ultron sucks. This Avengers movie, you don't have to watch. I'm just so bad.
Because I'm just tired. I don't care. The novelty, because I haven't latched
on. Wait, you've seen Black Panther, liar?
Okay, Black Panther, though. But that's different, because he was a brand new, like...
Black Panther is a little bit different.
Because it was a whole new world, and there was a brand new superhero that they were expanding on. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, so then did you watch Captain Marvel?
No.
No.
I was like, same thing then.
But I don't know, because she didn't, like, I mean...
Call out to you?
No, yeah, she wasn't calling out to me. But, you know, on this list I see, there's Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
And she is a whole new thing, because she's, like, the first Pakistani Muslim.
So will you watch that?
I will, yes, because she's
so
new.
So then you need to watch Captain Marvel.
I know. I know.
She's just in the
she's
second
her predecessor,
movie.
I know. Yeah, but... That's the Marvel universe is
she's
so
not getting
strange.
Her own show. She's just in she's going to be in Captain Marvel.
Ms. Marvel's Marvel Studios centering a series centering around a Pakistani American.
I just know she's also in Captain Marvel too.
She's in a lot of she is.
She's going to be in Captain Marvel.
She's also in a bunch of like animated TV shows and video games, because she's like a really popular in like the comics, and she's like a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
until she makes her cinematic debut.
Will you watch Ironheart? Because it's about Riri Williams.
Probably.
You just don't give a shit about, like, the main people.
Yeah.
You want the diversity.
I do. I do. I like the branches. I like all these people that don't have your usual kind of cookie cutter superhero thing. Ironheart is interesting. I mean, just the comics itself, I'm just like, okay, she's like...
She's Iron Man,
but black and a woman.
Yeah.
And she's taking over for Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You like some flavor, it's fine.
No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
That's what all of these are, though. They're literally just the same people, just a different person playing.
It's what I don't like. There's this one, which is Where to Go. It's Marvel What If. And so it's an animated...
Excuse me. An animated series that
takes a look at how the Marvel Cinematic Universe would look if certain events happened differently. I hate that.
No. Don't you dare say you hate it. Have you watched the trailer?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Watch the fucking trailer. Watch the trailer right now before you say you hate it. It actually, animation is really cool.
Oh, okay.
It's a very, like, it's a comic and it's a super dope comic because it's all about, like, what if Peggy got the serum instead of Cap? What if there were zombies instead of this? It's just, they literally...
Did they talk about Hydra? Because that, I don't give a shit about.
It was like, is if they took drugs and then made the comics. So they just went wild on it. And they're like, what if this happened like
the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, it's just like, everything is just warped. So everything's just different. And then it's just super, super interesting. Don't say it's
crap. Okay.
Don't you dare. That's the one thing that's super interesting that they released. Because the what if is so cool. Because I'm just like, yeah, what if... None of this ever, like, what if this switched? What if this happened? Because it's just a time to look at an alternative universe without any consequences.
True. Very hypocritical of me, and I love Spider-Verse, which is pretty much exactly the same thing, but specifically surrounding Spider-Man and the idea of Spider-Man.
I was like, girl, look at the animation, too. I was like, I think we'd thoroughly enjoy it. Okay. Girl.
My bad.
I was like...
I take it back.
I was like, the moment you said it, I was like, I'm gonna fight you. It was so cool looking. Yes, but a lot of the stuff is like geared towards, they just talk about like the big stuff and then they switch it. So like, what if the big popular ones were the like Captain related, because there's like Bucky's thing, there's zombies. I just remember that. And I'm just like,
Hydra zombies?
No, it's like Cap's a zombie.
I don't know why it bores the shit out of me. You know why? Because I was watching the
Nazis?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
And they did it in the second or third, I don't know, one of their seasons. They were like, oh, well, you know, in this separate timeline or whatever, Hydra one. And I was like, this is like the most, and then they, like, nothing exciting came from it. They gave them like the most boring jobs you could think, like in the fucking Hydra organization or whatever. I was like, this isn't exciting.
Where's that? Where's the dictatorship? The, I don't know, because I'm assuming it's just another,
they gave them like fucking office jobs. I was like, I do not care. I was like, let them kill some people if you're gonna go that route. But anyway, sorry.
No, yeah, that's the end of my list for Disney Plus specifically. We were watching the Animaniacs the other day.
This was one of the other like what if things was T'Challa is the one that gets taken instead of Peter Quill as Star-Lord.
Oh,
it was like, what happens if he's the one who's taken?
Fun.
Oh,
so it's just like, what if this happened? What if they switched this up? Like,
interesting.
It's just an interesting look at the world that they have, and I'm just like, you know what?
Okay, that's creative. Where they're just like, let's do this, and then also, what are the consequences of that? Okay, all right, I'm for it now.
And then it's narrated by Jeffrey Wright from
I like him.
Hunger Games. He's
he's in Westworld.
Yes, in Westworld. Huh. I just like the animation.
The animation does look really cool. You know, I'm usually not a big fan of, like, the 3D animated like, doll things. But, again, this is so stylized, which I love extremely stylized shows. Oh, look at her. She's so hot.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, dude, you're a lesbian. How are you not attracted to the British
Captain America.
Captain Brit. I don't know what her name is, but yeah, that's what I'm like. How are you not?
That's true. And I how can I
Peggy Carter?
True. How am I not? And also Ms. Marvel. All the lesbians love Brie Larson. How am I not in there?
Maybe and Ms. Marvel is okay. I mean, Captain Marvel. It's okay.
It's not the best movie.
It's ever. Not.
No, it's just a movie.
It's like kind of cute, but.
I also have beef that they used the Skrulls the way they did, because Skrulls and like X-Men have beef. So it's like
Skrulls?
Skrulls.
It's like the alien people that are in it.
I thought Skrulls. I was like, is Skrull Girl gonna come in? Because she is a real Marvel superhero. I love Skrull. She's so cute. She's so funny.
She's got a bushy little tail.
Oh, I love her.
Marvel's got that problem too, though. They need to make new content.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even like, yes, they have existing things, but like, this is, and I discussed this with, I think it was with John, but that's why I liked, say what you want, this is a franchise. Yes. X-Men. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about X-Men. Mm-hmm. But they had a different formula, and all their movies were slightly different than, like, Marvel movies are. Like, they all follow the same...
That's true.
Every Marvel movie after Guardians of the Galaxy is the exact same fucking movie.
Yeah. And then also the X-Men has, like, this huge library of mutants that you can follow. And
which is why, like, and then I wanted to, like, their television was so good, too, because, oh, dude. The acting, first of all.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were talking about the animated one. I was like, I totally used to watch that.
X-Men, the animated series is also great. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Chef's kiss.
Yes.
But, what's it called? Like, Legion itself, if you watched it on FX, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Literally. Oh, my God. It's so fucking good. Like, I almost called her April Ludgate. Aubrey Plaza. Phenomenal. Oh, my God. I forgot his name. Dan Stevens, thank you. How dare I forget his name. Dan Stevens, he's the fucking man. He's so good in that show. Like, everybody in that show, phenomenal acting. Mm-hmm. And then The Gifted, it's not, like, the best show, but it was still a really good show, and those actors acted their heart out. And I'm just like, oh, God, that's why I love X-Men so much. And I'm just like, scared. I'm so scared they're going to treat them with that, like, Marvel little, like, scope, like the MCU scope on it. And I'm just like, they're going to be so gross. Because I'm like, they have real problems. You're going to make their problems look so lame. They have real problems, like Black Panther. Make at least put somebody who gives a shit, like Ryan Coogler. Shit. That's all I ask. But they're not. They're gonna treat them so bad. I already know. I already have a feeling.
I mean, I think this is like the problem a lot of people have with just franchises in general. I don't know. I guess, would you consider Avatar The Last Airbender a franchise now? Yeah. And so that, I mean, I'm currently reading the Kyoshi books. Victoria just finished the second one. That is kind of interesting because they're just like, Kyoshi was already like a person previously mentioned within the show, but then these books are like, well, do you know anything about her? No. Okay, well, here's her, the beginning of her life, the beginning of her avatarhood. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting and it's cool. Also, it's violent. Yeah, these books are like very graphic, and I'm just like, holy shit.
They were like, no murder in Avatar. There you go.
Well, it's because they don't have to show it on Nickelodeon.
That's true. Like, there's violence, like actual legit violence. And then also, what's really cool, I really like I'm just looking at them right now, the Korra comics, and also the Avatar comics. I haven't read them, but I'm reading the Korra ones. That's also cool because they're exploring the consequences of their actions. Mm-hmm. Specifically, Korra. Victoria mentioned this while we were watching it, after we watched the entire series, that because Nickelodeon was a butt munch and didn't guarantee a new season, they always had to do one whole story.
Yeah.
And then when they got a new season, they're like, oh, okay, here's the consequences of what they did in the first season. And they kind of continue that in the comics. And I thought that's kind of an interesting way of continuing a story where, you know, so like if, say, in Star Wars, but, you know, like if someone did something in that one movie and then they're like, oh, okay, well, so Mandalorian, it works really well with this because it's after the first three movies, right? They're kind of talking about, oh, isn't the Empire, like, gone? And they're like, no, we're in a political vacuum now. Mm-hmm. Now that they're gone, all these other things are popping up, and it's even worse than it was before. It's very similar with Korra. They're just like, okay, yeah, you opened up the spirit portals. Mm-hmm. Now the spirit's everywhere, and everyone's upset.
Yeah.
And so that's an interesting way of continuing a franchise.
I mean, I just think they do it well because they have, like, a whole bunch of time. Because, mm-hmm. like, each Avatar has their own time period because they literally cannot intersect with one another. Yeah. So they can do it as different as they want to do it. If they decided to do, you know, continue with different Avatars and stuff. I just think that it works for them in, like, that situation. That's it.
Yeah.
That's why each one is, like, so different, but also interconnected.
I think it would be cool, like, if they decide to continue on with the Avatar universe. I mean, originally, the Avatar universe was made to be a sci-fi, cyberpunk mm-hmm. show with, like, robots and stuff. I think it would be cool if they continued it on and they're like, okay, here's the Avatar in 2000 something or other.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And
I wonder if they'll come out with another... like Avatar.
Maybe because it got so popular again because of Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to talk about the live action that.
Oh, no, I totally forgot about that.
That may or may not come, but.
No, I mean like a new one.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Give me something else. Because that's the thing too, is on the topic of like franchises, mm-hmm. what we're seeing a lot is like people, it's just like, yes. I like that, like, Korra and them, they just picked a different medium to continue the story, mm-hmm. which works. Star Wars did it, too. They made books, mm-hmm. but then Disney said, none of those are canon.
God,
fuck
that's
you.
So stupid, because the stories in the books are so interesting.
And I'm like, fuck you, though, because, like, somebody took the time to write that shit. Yeah. They made a story. And that's what
God.
I can't.
It was so good. It what could have been if they actually did an adaptation of the books that are already there. You had the layout.
Yeah. And then, like, the same thing goes, like, with the franchises that we knew and grew up with, like a Harry Potter. And which, like, because we are revisiting them right now because it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
As one does every holiday season, because uh-huh. they are holiday movies.
Yes, they are.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
They mm-hmm. continued the story as they have. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to. They could have stopped. They really could have. They had a beautiful, well-wrapped story.
Yes.
And what I liked, the way that, like, Harry Potter ended is that it left it towards the reader to do whatever they wanted with it. Mm-hmm. That, like, if you wanted to make a fan fiction. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like, in general with franchises, mm-hmm. that, like, you as the reader or you as a person can continue that if you want to. Mm-hmm. Like, you can write a fanfic, and if it's popular enough, you can make it into a movie or a book. I'm adding you, 50 Shades of Grey.
You can do that now.
but you can expand yourself beyond the reading. Obviously, it won't be canon, but you have your own little world.
It's true.
And then sometimes if you pressure somebody enough, they'll make more.
True.
They'll make Fantastic Beasts, which is a prequel.
I liked the first one.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it because it brought a different world, which I think she is a terrible human being.
Yes.
But she is pretty good at world building.
She created a great world.
I was going to say, Fantastic Beasts world, also very interesting in America. I thought it was so interesting, and I was so excited to see more.
And they took it back.
And I said, what are you doing?
In the second movie, right? They took it out of New York, back to Hogwarts, kind of.
It would be so cool to, like, look at what is the...
I already spent enough time here.
Go back.
It's like, because people were like, I miss Hogwarts.
They're going to show, like, the American Hogwarts. I can never think of the name.
I can't either. I can never remember what it is. But they probably will. They probably will, like, go back and forth because the events happen in London, I'm pretty sure.
Do they? God, I had so much fun when they did it in New York. I was like, damn, this is great.
It's so... What's so cool about the Wizarding World is that... You know, they give you little hints that this is a universal thing. It's not just in the UK. The problem is that whoever's making these or greenlighting these movies are just like, no, we have to go to what people really like and what people really know. And I'm like, no.
Probably where they're most comfortable.
I mean, yeah, but like, let's expand the world to what is the Wizarding World like in America? And like, maybe what's about a...
Okay,
well,
here's the thing, though, with America. It's because we're boring.
True. But then, okay, then let's go over to, like, Asia.
No. That's why I think I love Goblet of Fire so much, too, is because when they brought...
the other schools?
Yeah, the other schools. I was like, because there's other stuff. Yeah. This is not just a small...
Mm-hmm. Like, community.
Yeah. So I'm just like, there's so much more, which is why I think that that franchise works so well for more world building. Mm-hmm. I really wish J.K. Rowling wasn't a shitty human being.
Yeah, because
she could have an endless career. Mm-hmm. Or if she wasn't so stingy, she could open it to other people. She could let other people,
yeah. exactly.
Build upon it. Because imagine if she allowed somebody of Asian descent. I didn't want to say descent, but like culture to write what a Hogwarts would be like there.
Yeah.
What it would be.
How cool would that be?
Or would it be in an African country? Yeah, what, yeah. Like,
especially if you go to, like, you know, the ritual kind of stuff in certain African, you know, religions.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, to a Western eye looks very magical. Like, what if they were just like, oh, let's kind of expand on... What if we're
blatantly magical all the goddamn time and you guys just...
Like, what if they actually are... Like, magical.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so cool. And then just to the Muggle world, they're just like, oh, it's just one of those other religions.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, expand on that. Yeah. How cool would that be?
Yeah. That's why I was like, there's some franchises that can build so much. And then we've been seeing a resurgence of, like, authors building. I think literature does so well because you can continue if you're a good writer. Because, like, what? Stephanie Meyer's wrote another one. Midnight Sun.
Oh, Midnight.
Even though she didn't really expand on her world. What she did was just write a different perspective, mm-hmm. which I think is cheating on a franchise.
She was like, wait, let me cash this check real quick.
Because I'm like, you could have done something else. Mm-hmm. You could have told us about maybe after the fact, after the Cullens, or you could have told us a whole different vampire family.
I think even from a literally anybody except for Bella and Edward and Jacob.
Yeah,
like, I want to know what Alice is doing whenever she's off doing whatever.
I was
going to
say, I would have loved a book from, what's her name, the blonde one?
Rosalie's
perspective, because she's so bitter and angry all the fucking time.
No, there was
a... I would have loved to know why.
There was actually like a fan movie. There was actually, like, a fan movie based on Alice's origin story, because
I don't remember what her origin story.
This I think I don't know if you can
remember.
I just, my friend's rereading it right now. If you want to see her TikToks, she has them on TikTok, where it's a 24-year-old watching all the, I mean, reading all the Harry Potter movie. Harry, not Twilight.
Twilight.
Damn it. Yeah.
No, but like the. So a fan made like a movie or like a mini series or something like that. I think it's on YouTube about Alice's origin story. And so I guess what happened was that she was like abused or something. She had, you know, some sort of like mental illness and she was in a mental asylum or something like that. And then I guess she was abused a lot in this mental asylum. And then Carlisle came to save her and her mental illness was actually the beginning onset of her vampire powers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so like, it's so cool. Like, talk about Alice. And then oh my gosh.
She could have done about a different character.
Like, but literally Stephanie
already knows. Yeah.
Or she could have done it about the Volterra. Yeah, like she could have done it on anything else and it would have been super interesting. I would have loved that. I would have loved a different perspective.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been more.
She didn't want to use the brain power.
Yeah, even like Susan Collins, at least what she did. I haven't read it yet. I own it. I still haven't read it because I'm just lazy. Uh-huh. I like to read things I've already read before. I like comfort.
Yes.
She, at least, what she did with hers is she was like, okay, fine. I finished the Hunger Games. They finished what they did. The world is saved. The war is done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The games are done. So, I'm going to show you President Coin before he turns into
Snow.
Whoops. Sorry. Before he turns into a piece of shit. Which I think is interesting. Mm-hmm. I was like, his first game
he was a sponsor.
Mentor. There we go. I was like, I forgot the fucking word.
We're all like,
it's been a while.
The one critique I've heard about that, without spoiling it for you, because a lot of people are really excited. They're like, oh, what a cool idea.
It's a different thing without being the same exact story.
But building upon that, that
universe,
world.
Yeah.
It mainly was the character of Snow, like young Snow. I think his character development was like, didn't make any sense, I guess, is what they were saying.
Like how he became
bad? Because one of the reviewers, I saw, she was just like, you know, we see Snow in his old days and he's, you know, this bitter kind of, you know him. And then at the beginning of the book, he's not that. And I guess the transition from that to that didn't really seem realistic to her. Mm, okay. She was just like, I wish, you know, he got power hungry or something like that. Or, you know, something like that. But
or
instead
do you think that she made this book in intentions of writing another
one? Like another one?
Oh.
I don't know. Where does it end?
Because I was like, it depends on where it ends.
I don't know where it ends.
I doubt it ends anywhere near him. Like
becoming president?
Becoming president. Mm. It has to know. Because if this is his first year in power, like not even in power, but like in a position of some sort of influence, I doubt he's like anywhere near getting
True.
To being president.
Yeah, I get that.
So she might have been like in intentions of being like, oh, like... You know, and then what's another one? Percy Jackson's another one.
I love Percy Jackson.
You know, when that author, again.
Rick Riordan.
He's fantastic.
I was like, I don't know how to say his name.
Because he's actually expanding on that world. Because, he's doing Egyptian gods.
Many books
that
build upon the world.
Yeah.
Besides the Greek mythology.
Yeah. Wow. He right now, I think the next big one is Egyptian gods.
Huh.
And that one's super cool. And I think he is going to do African gods next. He has like a whole like plan. And then everyone's just like, oh, cool.
Yeah. So he, if you haven't read the Percy Jackson books,
mm-hmm.
Percy Please Jackson books you should have because they were part of her childhood.
Yes.
If you are too young, then never mind. But you should find them. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're also making it into a show on Disney Plus. It's also a thing.
Hopefully it'll be good.
All I'm asking, look, I loved Logan Lerman as Percy Jackson.
I had fun the first movie.
I love that white boy so much. But now that he's got the gray hair, he can totally be a Poseidon. That's all I gotta say. He looks so good. Disney wants that like pretty face. It's gonna bring in the people.
Mm.
You got it right there.
Plus, it'd be like a nice little homage to the first
one. That's what I was thinking too. Because I was like, you had Pierce Brosnan play. Was he Poseidon or was he?
He was not Poseidon. Poseidon was that one dude from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
McDreamy?
No. He's the redheaded doctor that's like in the seasons now.
Oh. Really? Yeah. That was Poseidon? What the
fuck? Yeah, I remember because I was like...
Okay. It was... Then Pierce Brosnan played the guy, the horse one. Chiron? Chiron? It's a space. I forgot his name.
I don't know.
The one who trains Hercules in Hercules. I just can't remember.
Phil?
Phil. Yes.
Phil Octaves.
Oh my god, stop.
About Greek mythology and stuff like that, and it's super, super good. And then the second series after the first one ends is he continues.
Oh, it's with that one kid, right? From the
it continues.
He's like Ares, not Ares.
Hades kid.
Hades, there we go. I was like, wait, wrong.
It's like
wrong
the last. It's the lost. The Lost
What's
Heroes?
His name? Nico?
It is
yes.
Nico.
Oh, yes, it
like,
is. Yes.
Is it The Lost Heroes is the second, like...
Something like that.
Oh, God.
I've not read it, but I did hear about
that. But he goes
that.
Through the Roman ones next, and then he goes back to the Greek ones at one point. He, like, if you... Because I re-bought the books recently. They have the list of all of his books, and he's got a lot of them, like,
mm-hmm.
split out. And then I know he partners with his, like, group, partners with other people, so they
mm-hmm.
can write their own...
Yeah,
so people can write their own...
Yeah.
Stories of their own mythologies.
Because
he's
yeah.
like super interested in that shit. And I'm like, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's what
mythology
yeah.
is so cool.
And that's what's really cool about him as a person,
yeah.
where he knows that he's just like, I am just your regular white man who knows only Greek and Roman mythology.
Yeah.
But I think all this other stuff is really cool, so I'm gonna bring in these other people who know way more than I do, and they're gonna
tell the story,
and I'm just kind of gonna put my author skills in it.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's like, I'm just gonna help them
yeah,
write it.
Make it yeah.
yeah.
Which is so cool. He's a cool dude
because he writes really good.
JK Rowling, take notes.
Exactly.
Yeah, like that. I wish he had that mindset where it was like, look, he literally lets them use his formula
yeah.
and does what he does best and writes young adult books
mm-hmm.
and just oh god, I don't understand why she doesn't do it. I'm just like, JK,
racist.
You. But I'm also like, you would make so much more money if that
she
was her
would.
Mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You would make so much cash on that. Because You let them make the fucking, what's
the curse trial?
The curse trial. God. You let them make that shit where they spit on your fucking books.
Literally the worst thing I have ever read. I hated every second of it.
You let them make that? God, you let them dumpster fire on your also. I just want to say, why did she name her children the way what she named
them? God, no wonder these kids are upset because they're being bullied because they have the stupidest names. Albus Severus Scorpius? God fucking
okay,
damn.
Albus Severus isn't like...
No, that's
I'd make fun of him. You got an old man name.
Scorpius?
But Severus could have been fine, but I was just like, there's just the combination of two, both of them together. That's what I was like, girl, you could have split them up.
Yeah. I wonder if that speaks more on Harry and Malfoy as, like, dumb boys who didn't let their wives choose the names. Like, I'm sure Ginny was like, oh, let's name him, like, oh, I don't know.
She probably was like, let's name him Arthur. Let's name him after my fucking father.
And then Harry's like, no, I'm traumatized. I want my
But
children.
Literally, Arthur... Anyways. What fucking raised you, bitch.
God. Anyways.
So did Molly. You could have named him Molly.
Yeah. Anyways, but we went on a tangent. But you know, like we ask for simple things from our franchises. Like, world building is the key.
I love world building. It's why I always love like the first book and or movie of a series.
Mm-hmm. I love good, authentic, like, continuation of a world building. Because obviously, like, the first one gives you that, like, insight. Mm-hmm. And then they go from there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the first ones also, though, like, first, like, superhero movies are always rough because they have to establish things. But, like, and then so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But with, like, books and things like that, the first one's always just...
Because they're just like they like show off their world. They're like, look at all these things that you could do, or like that we could do in this world. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I have to build a story.
No, I heard Lord of the Rings is also getting a new series. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what streaming.
It's on
series.
Amazon,
and there's going to be nudity in it. And I'm just like, of what, these like tiny white men? Why do I want to see them naked? I'm not a big fan of Lord of the Rings because I find it personally very boring.
Do you not care about medieval shit?
I don't, which is why I didn't really care much for like Game of Thrones. But I understand the appeal. That a lot of people like it because it's just a fantastical world. And I think Lord of the Rings has that potential because, you know, again, they did that whole arc of the ring and the, you know, Smaug and all the other kinds of stuff.
Oh my god, I read The Hobbit.
And The Hobbit,
when I was in 7th grade. I had to.
Yeah. And so, like, I feel like that could be a cool thing to expand upon, you know, like, oh... Like, let's go to these elvish people.
My only thing is, when it comes to franchises, and then them, like, continuing to tell stories, and
I just want it to be good.
One, I want it to be good, but I just don't want them to cash on, like, one little small thing, which is why, like, Rogue One, in theory, yes, it is a good movie, but it's so inconsequential to the whole, that is the Skywalker saga, because it's part of that. It's so irrelevant because I'm like, cool. I didn't give a shit about the one plan that ruined the Death Star. Cool. You literally could have said that in a fucking line to me, which I think they did.
They did, literally, the first movie.
Yeah, they tell you in a line, and that's it. That's the opposite for me.
I mean, I know it's, like, inconsequential to, like, the rest of the series, whatever, but, like, I was so, like...
No, I'm not saying the movie's bad. Like, I do love the movie, but...
I mean, like, the story part of it, but... I don't know, for some reason, like, got me back into Star Wars, and then immediately took me back out with the Last Jedi. The sequels. I was like, well, never mind.
I was just like, I don't care, because when they all died, that was the...
That was a perfect ending.
Yeah.
So no, good. To me, that was just like, then what was the point of me watching this movie?
How are they gonna explain that if they had kept him alive? Whatever, actually, this does not matter, but...
Yeah, but that was my whole thing, though. I was just like, so cool. It was inconsequential. Han Solo. With Star Wars 2. I was just like, well, Solo.
Solo.
I'm so sorry. I did not watch that because it was a man. No, thank you.
I was just like, cool. So that's another, like, he mentions this one thing once, and I'm like, they made a whole movie about it, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your one time you did this. That's the problem with franchises when they take that one thing and they're like, oh, we're gonna make a whole thing about this. And I was like, oh my god, I don't give a fuck about that. Oh my god. God, no. Like, give me more. Like, give me a whole story. Don't give me something that I heard once.
Yeah.
I've only questioned it maybe once. I haven't really obsessed about it that much. I just don't care.
Yeah, like, if Frozen 2, going back to that, if Frozen 2, again, watch the behind the scenes thing and you'll understand why that movie was a mess. If they just allowed these creators to just kind of world build of this, mm-hmm. of all these spirits, and maybe, like, even other spirits elsewhere, like, how cool would that be? Like, there's other people like Elsa or something like that. That would have been so cool. But no, no, they were just like, there's a lizard and a horse and a rock and a gust of wind and Elsa. And I'm just like, that makes no sense to me. But
they love to do that. They love to do these like random ass. And I'm just like, I want more from the story, not less. Mm-hmm. Like, oh God, Back to the Future is another, like, franchise that I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, they're all fun, though.
No, I was like, they're fun, but, like...
You don't need them. That's true. You're right. Yeah, I get that.
The first one, cool. Although the end of the first one does lead into the second one, but then the third one, I'm like, okay.
They all lead into each other, and I'm just like, was this the plan? Or was that the plan? Do you know if that was the plan or not?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Matrix is another one.
I like the first Matrix, but I've never seen anything past that.
No, I've never seen the other ones either.
Matrix made sense, though, because they had, like, an idea, and that's why they...
True. And they were trying to get other people to take the pill.
Yeah.
And revolt.
And it just kept on going. There's just certain things where it makes sense, but I'm also like, okay, cool. But now...
James Bond is also...
Oh, yeah. I was like, Alien's another franchise, and I'm like... How many times?
Alien to Aliens was good because it's like Alien but is not about Sigourney Weaver technically.
There's a point where you get to like, okay, and why are we continuing? How many times is this same thing going to happen? Same thing with Jurassic Park. Mm. Although I love her.
Yes.
How many times are you going to get stuck on this island?
Oh, you're right. You're right about the Aliens one because they have Prometheus, which is like I do not like that movie.
How many times is this thing going to happen?
Alien Covenant? Oh my God, I totally forgot about literally the same plot. You're right.
They like to redo
the same thing. Rehash something that already worked.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't care. I already watched this movie once. And then, I don't need to see it again.
Going back to Star Wars, the sequels, I mean... The first one,
Awakens?
The Force Awakens. I mean, technically, they kind of redid A New Hope. Technically redid A New Hope just with different characters.
Oh, 100%.
It was a good movie. I liked it. But again, they could have just leapt into a whole new cool thing with all these new characters that are independent of the Skywalker lineage.
No, because it was part of the Skywalker saga. That's why.
I know, but they could have let them blossom into something new. And
no.
No,
Eva.
It could have been. But anyways.
See, that's the problem with franchises, is that sometimes one person just takes a little too far. Fast and Furious, another one.
Stop, I love Fast and Furious.
Okay, but like, they also have a TV show.
They're all unnecessary. First of all, from the first one, because the first one has like an actual story. The second one, kind of has a story.
Saw.
I saw the first one.
First, second, have a plot. Then... Just doing a movie.
It's all about money.
That's the problem with some franchises, mm-hmm. is that it's all about the money, and I think we're getting to that point where a lot of them are just about the money.
Watching Fast and Furious 9, though.
You're the problem. No, I'm kidding.
I care about the characters.
No, I'm kidding.
There's just not enough continuing the plot. Although, like, yeah, some of them, yeah, like, they do enough to keep people involved, I think. Because if not, you wouldn't continue watching Fast and Furious.
You're right.
I wouldn't continue watching Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
or Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
I would, because I love dinosaurs.
No, I get you.
The plot is stupid as hell, but I will continue.
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying that if you really love these franchises and you're going to watch it just because you just love the franchise itself, that doesn't say anything bad about you. Uh-uh. I think
we just need to demand more.
Yeah, it's more of a reflection. We need to demand, you know, these big companies to actually give us original stuff. I don't mind if they give me, you know, another, you know, Star Wars show about, you know, something completely different that's unrelated to anyone we've ever met before. That's fine. But, like, let's have a new show or movie about, or a series of movies about, I don't know.
Something else.
Something else.
No, that's why I can recall, because I've gone to two G23s now.
Yeah.
Like, the first one I went to, they had announced a lot of Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. And then Solo flopped so bad that they pulled all of them.
I think that's what's going to happen with a lot of these Star Wars shows. There's going to be one about droids. I was like, who asked for droids?
Well, it's because this is what happened. It's because somebody likes something from the show.
BB-8?
No, it's not BB-8. It's the one guy, the Taika Waititi.
Oh, got that.
And they're like, oh, I really liked that. And then they were like, ooh, people really like it, make money.
Let's bleed them dry.
Yeah, so that's what they do until people get sick of it. So one of those shows are going to flop really bad, and then they're going to be like, okay, never mind.
I think a lot of these shows are going to probably have a handful of episodes out, and then nobody's going to watch them because no one cares, and then they're going to be like, never mind, we're canceling it immediately.
Same thing happened to the DC universe, like with their TV shows, like Swamp Thing. I think it's called Swamp Thing. I forgot what it's called. But one of their shows literally only got like one or two episodes, and then they canceled it immediately because no one watched it. And I'm just like, yeah, it's what happens when there's just an overfill of a thing. That's why, like, with Marvel, with comics, it's just too much. Yeah. And I'm like, you are going to, especially with buying Fox, so you got X-Men and you got Fantastic Four, I'm like, you're going to bleed this shit dry and no one's gonna
like it anymore.
Yeah, that's why I was like, at least DC is at least spreading them out where they're not so frequent.
True.
So it's a sporadic moment that you're getting another one, especially because they had to stop most of them because they're like, it's not that good.
Yeah.
When was the last one there? Oh, Aquaman? Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey
was the last fun one. I mean, it was
a good time.
Because then, I mean, again, and it introduced new...
Yes, Birds of Prey, because it came out last year.
Yes.
Well, no, this year.
No. This year?
This year.
You and I watched it in theaters.
This year, yes.
It was this year, okay.
This year.
It was like at the end of January, early February.
Yeah. Beginning of this year. And then, but like their movies, and there's different flavors because like Birds of Prey is different than Joker.
True.
That was different than Shazam. That was different than Aquaman.
As opposed to all the Marvel movies, they all kind of feel the same.
Well, because they all have to like, I don't know, not that the DC ones don't interconnect, but Marvel doesn't. More often, doesn't.
Yeah.
They all have to.
Yeah.
That's why Edgar Wright wasn't allowed to do Ant-Man.
I mean, and then that's all, I mean...
I like it.
DC is different because you got the Justice League, and technically it's their version of... It's very similar to their Avengers, where you have all your favorite superheroes working together. But
DC also has a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
The CW. Oh my gosh.
Young Justice was my favorite show for the longest time. That's so good because it's all these other like minor
animated
series. Right? Yeah.
She's talking about live action.
Live action. Oh.
I mean like the current ones, like
the CW
Arrow
just
The
ended.
Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite, Legends of Tomorrow. So good.
That
was I've not
fun.
Seen the new seasons. I stopped at season 5, I think.
Mine was Flash. I loved Flash.
What else is that it? I feel like they have another one.
Batgirl.
Oh,
Batgirl's
right.
The newest
one. Oh, because they have the new
Teen Titans.
But Teen Titans is
that was not
on the streaming service. It's not on CW.
And that one, I remember when they let out the costume
when
pay photos.
Fuck Batman.
Everyone was like, "What the fuck is this?" Because we all have like an idea.
It's the Schneider look.
They had a Batman one, Gotham.
Gotham. I actually kind of liked Gotham.
Oh, but Gotham was on a different
Fox?
I believe it's on Fox.
Yeah.
It's either Fox or
it was
like
on TV.
CBS. It's on a different network.
But yeah, I mean they have like all those. The only good one, The Legend of Tomorrow.
That's
because they
kind of
like gave them what they were like, just do whatever.
Yeah, do whatever.
They're like, okay. But I mean, sorry.
No, I mean, not really much of a tangent. There are franchises. It's, the DC universe is itself another franchise. They're just not as cohesive as Marvel or Star Wars.
Which is, I think, could be a good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Only because Marvel feels like, if you're watching a Marvel movie, like, you absolutely know it's like a Marvel movie because they all, like, feel
the same. Marvel television on Netflix did fine, too, until they started to do bad. Their season started to do bad, like Jessica Jones, Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Luke Cage, and then Iron Fist. Came out,
yeah.
The Defenders came out, and then they started to do really bad.
Jessica Jones was
the good one. Yeah, yeah. I really liked that a lot.
One and two were good.
Yes,
there's a three.
Yes, right.
I've only seen
what was the first one they did. Oh, Daredevil.
Daredevil was great. Daredevil that was really popular.
I thought the first season was really interesting, where they had that one villain guy. I forgot his name is the guy that used to be in one of the Law and Order shows.
The guy who played Stabler.
No. Anyway, the first season of Daredevil was good, but I didn't watch past that. And I also didn't watch past the first season of Jessica Jones.
Mm. I mean, they're all good.
Yeah.
I think it's just...
Iron Fist. I heard so much shit about that. I mean, I never was going to watch it anyway, because I don't care about white men. But
I think it's literally just because it's another white man taking Asian culture.
That was going to not go from the start, I think.
I mean, people were already up in arms about what's her name, the Snow Queen, playing
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, what's her name playing a martial arts guru.
What's his name too?
Benedict Cumberbatch. Doctor Strange, yeah. So obviously that wasn't the other. But anyways.
Yeah, sorry.
No. Anything else? Any other franchises that we missed?
I mean, there's probably a ton.
There's a shit ton of franchises.
Most of them are, like, books, like young adult books.
Yeah.
You got your vampire books, and you got... But those ones are...
Vampire? Like, The Vampire Diaries?
The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, they had their show, The Originals. I watched that one.
The Originals. You know, stuff like that. I feel like it's a lot easier for books to do that, just because you just write another book.
Book world building lends to a lot, and then you can always just bring that into the... to media and then pick and choose what you want to bring in. Obviously, you can't put in everything. They will never bring in everything. That's just too much content. Mm-hmm. But then there's just like comic books, obviously, have been another huge influence into.
Yeah. I didn't know the X-Files had comic books.
Well, pretty much anything in pop culture has probably found its way into a comic.
True.
Scooby-Doo has a comic series.
Actually, let me just point this out for everybody out there. Scooby-Doo number one and number two. Fantastic.
The live action.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Live action.
If you're right, thank James Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote the movies. He's a screenplay. So, yeah, no. But yeah. There's a lot of franchises out there.
I didn't even get into anime. That's, like, a whole other thing. But, yeah.
I was like Josh Whedon has his own, like, little franchises.
Oh, he does. I totally forgot. Like Buffy. Angel.
Yeah.
I was like, those two melded. And then Firefly is its own entity, is it not?
I think it is, yeah. But he's done a lot.
Yeah, that man. And then he flopped with he established the MCU, and then Age of Ultron came out, and they were like, no, never mind.
Yeah, he's an interesting, I mean, if you've ever seen Buffy and or Angel, Buffy is good until like a certain point. Angel also good until a certain point. Like, I just don't think he knows how to keep it going very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, look at this, and you're like, wow, great. And then he's like, and then look at this, and you're like, whoa, that ain't it.
I fell asleep while he was at Comic-Con.
Aww.
I feel bad, but God. Like, I was also very exhausted. I fell asleep through his whole thing.
God, if I were a person speaking at Comic-Con and I saw someone falling asleep while I was talking, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going home. Y'all can keep it. I'll give you your money back. I'm sorry. My bad. I'll leave.
It was not intentional. I was just really fucking tired.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, TLDR, we just want new things. It doesn't have to be, like, completely new, like a completely whole new world. I mean, we would like that. That'd be number one. But if for some reason no one can think of anything, you know.
It's not that no one can think of anything. They just choose the people that, like, true. You know. Because yeah, they're not with people that they're like, oh, they've made money before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, let's do that.
100%. That's true.
Yeah, because, like, hold up. The new Fantastic Four that they just announced, it's fucking...
Another one?
No. No one cares about the Fantastic Four.
I
like the
first ones. I mean, I don't think they're good, but they were entertaining. I did not watch them.
Because Michael B. Jordan was in.
No, not that one. No, the first one.
That one's a terrible movie.
No. There's, like, two... previous ones from, like, the early 2000s, right?
With, what's her name?
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
There's also one before
and
that, too.
Chris Evans, right?
Yes. Yeah. Young Chris Evans.
Yeah, because he's Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then everybody was mad about the 2015 one because they made Johnny Storm black.
Okay, you racist. It's white. Fucking...
Well, no, because the siblings say. Were... They were in, but they were like, bitch, fuck off.
That can happen. But anyway, Michael B. Jordan. Good for him, first of all, for being the sexiest man of 2020.
Exactly, yeah, I was about to say, in other news.
That's my boyfriend, you guys. I mean, I'm like super gay, but if I had to choose a man, be Michael B. Jordan.
If she had to choose a white man, it's my boyfriend that she would take for me.
A true Jonathan.
I know. Franchises just in general, just find more stories or find different ways to tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think somebody needs to push Marvel. Somebody needs to push Kevin Feige. Mr. Kevin Feige, make different versions of your stories. Stop making the same fucking movie. Push and make other ones. Make a horror version of one of your things.
Ooh.
Make a, like, I don't, he just, he, they can do so much more with what they have if mm-hmm. they just change the genre of what it was.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's all of the Marvel things can lend to different genres. Because
mm-hmm.
they're not just confined to one thing. They don't have to be a comedy. They don't have to be. Logan does so well because it is a Western.
Yeah.
So it is one of the best movies.
So good.
And one of the best comic book movie, I will say it hands down. Yes. But, like, next to it is probably, like, The Dark Knight.
It's so
rises. Yeah. Shit. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot about this.
Or,
yeah, the Batman movies.
Yeah, so I was like, Logan, oh my god, so good.
It's really
acting
good.
Is phenomenal, but, yep. like, also this, the movie itself is so good. It's mm-hmm. just because they said, okay, fine, what we're going to do is just change the formula and make it its own thing. And it's not mm-hmm. going to abide by anything comic-y.
I mean, it kind of, it acknowledges the older movies, mm-hmm. but it's like, okay, but we've graduated from that. This is yep. a whole new ball game here.
Which is why I said X-Men knows, like, they let them do whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. It's why Legion did so well in the show, like, in the TV realm, because they let them be a psycho thriller.
Mm.
It was so wild. It was scary at some point. Mm. Also because it's an FX show, so of course it's a little scary. But like, that's why I was like, you can do so much with your media, with your franchises, if you just let them be free. Mm-hmm. If you let the directors be creative, let the screenwriters be mm-hmm. creative. They don't have to conform to a certain thing mm-hmm. if you let them just build upon what they have.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's why The Mandalorian has been doing so well.
Yeah.
Because it's different from the show.
It feels different
from the movies.
Yeah.
I was like, hello?
It's more... It's even
Dave
more...
Filoni knows what he's doing. He made Clone Wars and... Did he make the other one too? Or is it just Clone Wars?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But... Yeah, The Mandalorian, and also it continues more world building
mm-hmm.
aside from Jedi. It's yep. like, here's the
because
politics.
Because there's so much more people.
Yeah. Star Wars Rebels?
Rebels? Rebels, there we go. I was going to say, he made another show too.
Yeah.
So
he
just
did
like,
Rogue One. Sorry. I just really like Rogue One.
No, yeah.
And The Force Awakens.
Hmm. Yeah, so that's all we're asking for. We want people who greenlight these... Like, stories have to be brave.
Mm-hmm.
Because already we've seen new things become popular. The ones that have flopped have just been really lazy.
Yep.
The, like Solo and all this other shit, we have evidence showing that the audience does not want laziness. The audience wants something brand new, i.e. Black Panther or...
Deadpool.
Yeah, and Logan and all that kind of stuff. These are financial successes because they didn't conform to whatever sort of formula. You're like, oh, we'll get money out of it. Yeah, you'll get money out of it.
Mm-hmm. You'll get money out of it because it's part of a franchise. But you'll get even more money out of it if you try something different.
Yeah.
And you'll get new people invested into your thing
mm-hmm.
because it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To get more people involved is to just add something new and refreshing, because you will lose your audience if it's the same thing every single time.
I feel like, and also, audiences will respect you more as a company.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just like, oh, they just keep coming up with new things. Like, oh, how cool is that? Like Pixar, they're such a respected company, like, or entity, because they keep coming out with new stuff.
I was like, the only sequels
except
they do is
Cars
and Toy Story. Those
yeah.
are the only sequels they've ever done.
Yeah. So
Yeah, because you won't see the sequel for Coco. You won't see a sequel for Ratatouille. Even though,
except
even though they're doing a musical now.
Oh, good for them.
Just for one night only.
Rami the Ratatouille.
He's not.
But yeah,
as a person who is that's their comfort movie. No, he's not the Ratatouille.
But yeah, you guys, tell us what you think. What are your favorite franchises? And also, what do you wish? I want you guys to tell us what you wish this franchise would do, or like, what do you think would be another cool addition to, you know, the media that you consume.
Yeah.
What do you want to see? And the way you can do that is by interacting with us on social media, like Pop and Stance on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter. And we also have a Facebook.
And a TikTok that's also the same at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the same at. Yeah, just look for Facebook and TikTok. You just look at Pop and Circumstance.
No.
Or Pop, no?
Oh my God.
I'm really bad at this.
The same at for the Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok are all the same. Oh, okay. Pop and Stance.
My bad. I'm just going to skedaddle out of here. My name is Eva. You can find me at Bevamara on Instagram. Eva underscore Bevamara on Twitter. Okay, goodbye.
Jesus, you said that way too fast. I'm literally running away. So let me get her out of here. You can find me, Emily, on Twitter and Instagram at the Emily Guron.
And you can find me, Victoria, at Chubby Pink Kirby on Twitter.
Yep. Thank you. And if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review.
Please tell us how we're doing on all of the medias. Yeah. We want to know. We're just kind of talking into the ether at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And as always, stay safe.
Wear a mask. Keep
your distance.
Mm-hmm. Wash your hands.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hanukkah.
Yes, right now as we're recording, it is Hanukkah.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.